Hi, kids!
Who am I?
Satire.
Today, still wanted by the government.
For cat massage.
A true American hero. A man history will never forget.
What am I doing here?
Today, I'm going to show you how to make sounds.
Oh, the sound is
a leading cause of death, costing our society $132 billion a year.
What are all you boys and girls doing here?
They were trying to sleep on beds of hay.
Uh-oh. There's that mean farmer.
I must run and tell the king.
And this is what he told the king.
Maybe I'm the queen of England.
I had no idea I was so deep in Her Majesty's hole.
There are no gaping holes. Just look at it.
Patches of her hair may come out.
About 20 pounds may be expected.
For example, Doyle Carman of Helena, Arkansas.
Is a stubborn man. I must send my army to punish him.
I think the punishment should fit the crime.
They all agreed.
I did agree and I want to do it.
They even warn us, but we do it anyway.
Ah!
Stop. There's a better way.
In other words, elephants.
Well, suppose we go see the old elephant now, shall we?
Personally, I'd rather
study the male anatomy.
I'd rather have Jesus than
beautiful cultured pearl necklaces.
These are made of plastic.
I know. And Mrs. Jean Szabo, a National City, California grandmother, writes,
"You're getting taller and taller."
I'm the tallest animal in the world.
We could kill him and then cut off his head.
I will do just that.
Each cut is totally arranged
to give you more get up and go.
All over the floor.
Next time you get common diarrhea, you'll thank me.
If you ask me, all the government's got so far for their 6 million is an uncontrollable wild man.
But we were supposed to put up with all sorts of shit from Lord Mayors and their wives and be touched and poured.
I do not want to touch his ass.
But if you don't touch it, you cannot fix it.
Besides, it's fun fixing things, even children.
Please remember to spay and neuter your kids.
That's a very good point to remember.
As long as you remember to turn me off.
He suddenly heard a lot of noise.
Well, they got this testicle back in the hospital, Larry.
What's so funny, asshole?
And then they
climbed up on their shaggy little donkey.
Paris lies bleeding, her butchers engulfed in a greedy grab for
beautiful cultured pearl necklaces.
Aren't they beautiful?
She's got you there, Walt.
Then, deadly, it seeks out its victim in the night and works the bloody deed without a sound.
It's night. All is quiet again.
Don't like hearing noises, especially when there ain't supposed to be any.
He suddenly heard a lot of noise.
That may sound very funny to us, but it's like Mary had a little lamb to them.
But just because she can get pregnant doesn't mean she's ready to have a baby.
What did Mary say to Jesus?
Hadn't got myself pregnant.
Then they looked at Jesus.
And he roared,
"Yes, it's a pleasant life.
His life has no value.
We could kill him and then cut off his head."
"Sounds like a good idea, Kathy.
I got a better idea."
They picked him up and shook him.
And then you eat him.
I eat guys like you for breakfast.
Do you know who Jesus is?
Part of this nutritious breakfast.
Including some animals that are extinct in other parts of the country.
The voice of God spoke, saying,
"I won't eat you this time."
So the bunny rabbit gentleman listened again, and he heard one voice say,
"Eat some carrots."
This is the voice in the back of your head.
I want you to listen very carefully to each word I'm going to say on this record.
Is it hard to understand what they mean when they say that?
Gosh, yes it is.
Dad wants to be sure Frank understands their bargain.
Daddy said not to touch a cake that was in the closet.
The cake looked delicious.
With a slab of imitation egg filler.
Don't touch the cake.
Touch it.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
It can threaten the stability of legitimate governments.
Unsuspected revelations of incredible horrors that will terrify you with their brutal reality.
My produce truck's broken down.
You asshole!
He always remembers to be on the job.
So drunk he couldn't distinguish right from wrong.
Work that helps us live more comfortably and happily together.
And even the possibility of child sacrifice.
All these kids are starting to develop now.
Broken arm kids, broken leg kids, broken head kids, sick kids, dying kids, dead kids.
Ooh, I like that.
This is disturbing, and there's so many unanswered questions.
Perhaps a frontal lobotomy would be the answer.
Looks like our work here is done.
Did I say gun? I sure did.